In 1990, just over a million Michiganders showed up to the polls for the August primary. That was about 15% of all registered voters. Some observers say the number of people casting ballots for this primary could be even lower. Matt Marsden is with Rev6 Data Systems, which is tracking absentee ballots.
I think what we're seeing is, you know, we could have an election where we have about 13 to, you know, 15.1% of the people that are going to make a decision about what happens in the state on election day.
Marsden says low voter turnout could be an advantage for some candidates in proposals. He says Tea Party-backed candidates are one group that typically attracts more motivated voters. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer.